At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
I'm John Batter. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Jeff Bliss is on the road. This is busman's holiday for Jeff Bliss. He is in Nashville, Tennessee, where he is looking and looking and looking for something irregular, but not finding it. If I understand his preliminary report, this is a city of 700,000, according to the most recent census, the 21st most populous city in the United States. And to hear Pacific Watch tell, it's perfect. Jeff, why are you in Nashville and what do you see? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. As you pointed out, it is a busman's holiday, a short vacation here. Seeing the youngest daughter who happens to be in town, doesn't live here. But also tonight we're going to see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks at the Nissan Stadium, which is where the Tennessee Titans play usually. It's a huge crowd. You can see the huge crowd has already come into Nashville, people wearing the T-shirts already. It's a big, big weekend here in Music City, USA.
Music City, USA. Now, Jeff, we've talked of the struggling cities of the West Coast. Do you see any resonance of that in Nashville? Are there homeless? Is there disorder? Is there a part of town you shouldn't go?
So when it comes to homeless, because this is something you and I have talked about so much, you kept a keen eye out for it. And, you know, you do see a few people here and there, but it's not even like the smallest towns in California. It's literally a handful a day that we would see. Now, I'm sure there are more than that, but you just don't see them. And there are certainly no encampments anywhere. I've asked a few residents of the area about it. They said, well, you know, we take care of them with our churches. We try to get families to help them, but we don't supply them with free hotel rooms. We don't hand out food at every corner. And, you know, we don't encourage it. And so you don't see it here. Now, like I said, you do see a few here and there, but not in the big encampments like out on the West Coast. And they're happy about that. What they are concerned about is that, you know, a number of people from California and other states that are dealing with high taxes and costs and tough government situations have moved here. And number one, they don't want them to turn Tennessee and, you know, and California east. But the other thing is so many people have come here, the infrastructure's not been able to keep up with them. So the roads can't handle the extra traffic. There's so much more housing. It's putting a strain on the resources here. And that's the biggest concern, that and the costs that have been driven up, especially with housing. People talk about the high cost of housing now, that, you know, to buy here is getting prohibitive. You know, that was something you never thought would happen. And rents are just going through the roof. So they blame that on California. And really, when we talk about it, that's the number one gripe they have, is not you know, politics or other issues like that. What they're worried about is making it, you know, unaffordable for them to live there.
You're here. You're in Nashville for a rock and roll act, or at least what used to be called a rock act. And you tell me there's a rock and roll Hall of Fame. I thought that was in Cleveland. I get confused. Are there more than one?
Well, there's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. We went to the Musicians Hall of Fame, which is it encompasses all music, really. And then tomorrow we go to the Country Music Hall of Fame, trying to get it all in and, you know, get a broad taste of everything in music. But, of course, country music is what's really big here. It just happens to be a stop for the Billy Joel, Stevie Nicks tour that's going across the U.S. But, you know, the rock and roll has some of its roots in country music, whether it's Elvis or a whole host of other people. And, of course, through, you know, soul and R&B. So we got a taste of that as well. But the Musicians Hall of Fame was very, very interesting. A lot of artifacts, a lot of history was presented there.
Meantime, back home, Jeff, the Financial Times publishes an article, a lengthy article, about San Francisco that you've been reporting on for years. And now Europe is focused on something that is a puzzle to everyone. It's a quandary to California, to the rest of us. How can a city that has four or five of the most successful digital firms in the universe, probably, period, Apple's one of them. How can that city have Meta. How can that city have the difficulties of downtown where there used to be the center of civilization? The Financial Times calls it a doom loop. And recently you and I reported on the closing of Nordstrom's at Fifth and Market. The Financial Times goes much farther and says that they're now in a place in San Francisco where one or two reforms are not adequate. They're really gloomy about this. Did you think they went overboard in the European markets, or do you measure that they've got it about right, Jeff?
I don't think they've gone overboard at all. In fact, I don't think they've really gone hard enough on this situation. We've been talking about this for years, how there was this spiraling, downward spiral of San Francisco, the Bay Area, how through permissiveness and regulatory issues and identity politics and a whole host of other issues, they've been driving that region, that city, that the Bay Area into the ground. And people are voting with their feet. They're moving out of the town. The businesses are leaving. They're losing revenue. And frankly, when I talk to people there, as a matter of fact, I just talked to a vice president of a very big medical care company there in San Francisco. And he says, whatever you think it is, whatever you're reporting on the radio, it's 10 times worse. Because I'm right down there in the heart of it. I see it. I experience it. I have to deal with it all the time. I see all the businesses leaving. I saw the businesses that supported businesses like the sandwich shops and the dry cleaners, et cetera. They're all leaving. He said, really, it's they've thrown up their hands. They don't have much hope for the city.
And what we have here then, observing from London, that's what was fresh to me, the London point of view. They had no recommendation about how to turn this around, not new leadership, not law and order, not an enormous amount of money from Sacramento. It's as if the center of the city is now to be abandoned. Is that your sense of what is going on in San Francisco, that people have quit Center City?
It really feels that way. And it's not just that they've abandoned the center of the physical city, but they've hollowed out the guts of the city, the middle class and the people who are, want to have their kids, raised and educated there. So it's they've hollowed it out. You have the very wealthy people who can afford to live there, and things don't change for them. They have security and drivers and nice houses. And then you have the people on the lower end of the economic side of things, and they're barely getting by, and there's a lot of problems associated with that. And there's really nothing in the middle. And we see that, really what we're seeing in San Francisco is California earlier. California writ small, writ earlier. And this is, I think, is what we're going to see throughout the state in the next 5, 10, 20 years.
Let's go to Portland, because I believe Newsweek, one of the U.S. News and World Report, has a breakdown of the cities most attractive to live in. Number one is Oshkosh with Wisconsin, which I celebrate. Good for them. However, we come to California, and San Jose is the only one I could find in the top 40. Surprised, or the top 20, I'm not sure which. Surprised to find Portland is a place to an attractive place to live. Does that make sense, Jeff? You've reported on Portland. You were there last summer, the summer before.
It surprises me to no end, because that's quite the opposite of whatever you'll see downtown. Now, there may be some outlying areas of Portland that have been unscathed, but really that's not the majority of the city. In fact, it's, the downtown area, businesses have left, crime is rampant, homelessness and substance abuse are everywhere. And even as you move out to the suburbs, 2, 4, 8 miles, what have you, you still see massive encampments everywhere. And people I would talk to there, they would say, look, I moved here because it's so great, it's so liberal, but I can't live here anymore. I can't deal with, guns going off my neighborhood, trash in my yard, people stealing from me. It's getting out of hand. And you hear the same thing in Portland. You're hearing in other cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle. People are saying, I can't live here anymore. It's just untenable.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. He's in Nashville, Tennessee for a concert and to enjoy the ambiance and the freedom of the great state of Tennessee. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.